email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
Good afternoon and greetings. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We look at all the news, everything taking place here, January 6th, a year ago, and the Patriots that just were demanding that this government listen to what they had to say. This government is not going to listen to the Patriots. The government is not going to listen to any group in this country. The government is going to do what it wants to do. Patriot, not patriot. The whole nation is enemies of this government. You know, we're pushing for war with Russia. And this war with Russia was a Barack Obama strategy, 2014 and before that. It is not Joe Biden's strategy. It is Obama's plan to wage war with Russia. And all that Joe Biden is doing presently, every single thing is a Barack Obama plan. Here in September 8th of 2014, this is not accidental, this pushing for war with Russia. I go back to the Pilgrim Society. The Pilgrim Society, this is the hard, cold evidence of who is running, controlling everything internationally. It is this group, this society, called Pilgrim Society. It is not the Knights Templar. It is not the Illuminati. The Illuminati is being used by the Pilgrim Society. All of these occult agencies are being used by the mother of all evil in the world. I'm going to go to Obama 2014. Barack Obama publicly declared that the United States military will maintain a permanent presence in the Baltic states of Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia, which border Russia. He vowed that U.S. air and ground forces will remain poised forever to respond to claims of Russia's aggression. There is no Russian aggression. Russia is defending itself from American aggression, Pilgrim Society, English aggression by the governments of these countries by attacking Moscow. Obama announced a series of military moves against Russia by the United States and NATO, as well as expanded economic sanctions, pledges to bolster the military forces of the former Soviet republics of Ukraine, Georgia, and Moldova. He made it clear, in addition, that Washington will push for all three countries to join the U.S.-dominated NATO military alliance. And Russia has stated, we do not want these nations to become part of NATO. We don't want NATO forces, military forces, on our back door. In September 3rd, with Estonian President Tomas Hendrik Ives, Obama declared, "So I've come here first and foremost to reaffirm the commitment of the United States to the security of Estonia. As NATO allies, we have Article 5 duties to our collective defense. This is a commitment that is unbreakable. It is unwavering. It is eternal." He speaks like a dragon. In a speech later that day to the people of Estonia, Obama was, if anything, even more explicit about the commitment of U.S. military forces in the Baltic states and their readiness to attack Russia. Today, more NATO aircraft patrol in skies and patrol the skies of the Baltics. He stated, more American forces are on the ground training, rotating through each of the Baltic states. More NATO ships patrol the Black Sea. I believe our alliance should be extended. These defense measures as long as necessary. This was an Obama objective, to start war with Russia. This was a Pilgrim Society plan, using Barack Obama. Barack Obama was used by Pilgrim Society, and I'm going to get to that, the proof in the black and the white. Until the American people and the people of the world understand who this Pilgrim Society is, they're not going to understand what is happening geopolitically, what is happening with the negotiations in the states surrounding Russia. Not going to understand it. If you don't see that it's a Pilgrim Society that was behind January 6th, Pilgrim Society had a hand in that. Pilgrim Society gives direction to the American military, to American intelligence. Pilgrim Society, this is the nest of evil people. We'll be right back, Rick Rodriguez.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Okay, we'll continue. So when you find the source, the nest of all evil, then everything will fit. Then you'll understand. So this is from the aimfortruth.org. This was out of September 11, 2020. Aimfortruth.org. Pilgrim Society ran the Obama White House. Pilgrim Society ran the Obama White House. In 27 and 8, Paul Volcker and Henry A. Kissinger verified to the IRS that they were vice presidents of the Pilgrim Society of the United States in New York City. The American Pilgrims are a mere satellite of the mother organization, the Pilgrim Society of Great Britain. Kissinger and Volcker had been members since the 1950s when they became policy advisors for the Rockefeller Foundation after the war and during the implementation of the Marshall Plan. John D. Rockefeller was a Pilgrim Society co-founder in 1902. All of this strategies didn't just come because these men were brilliant. No, these strategies came through the portals of another world. And those portals bringing information into this world to their minds on how to control the world. It's a spiritual matter. These men also, pilgrims, in their name, in 1902, evidently to glom onto the average American fondness for the Plymouth Pilgrims. They chose the pilgrim, the name, hoping that people would think, oh, this is talking about the Plymouth Pilgrims, a noble group of people. No, this is classical misdirection and mind control propaganda from this group of high criminals. Their instruction given them by their spiritual leader, British Privy Councillor Cecil J. Rhodes, is to gain power and to control, and control at any cost. Cecil Rhodes, his secretary, or his, the person that ran things for Cecil, was Steed. His name was W.T. Steed. W.T. Steed was a devil worshiper. He was a Satanist. He ran and helped Cecil Rhodes to become what Cecil would become through witchcraft. What a scope, what a horizon of work, at any rate, for the next two centuries. The best energies of the people, of the best people in the world, perfectly feasible, but needing an organization. They needed a organization, for it is impossible for one human atom to complete anything, much less such an idea, as this requiring the devotion of the best souls of the next 200 years. Three essentials are needed. A plan that is duly weighed and agreed to have a central organization, and then to seize all the wealth necessary. This is Steed's plan. In the aftermath of the Pilgrims, World War II false flag. World War II was a false flag. It was conducted under false pretenses, and our fathers, mothers who served were sacrificed for this hideous world control agenda. Volcker and Kissinger were blood recruited into the Pilgrim Society to implement the Marshall Plan, where the massive amounts of stolen German and Japanese gold from all over the world had been secreted away by the OSS, the Office of Strategic Services, the precursor to the CIA, at the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. The agents, Alan Dulles, most are in this audience, you're young, you don't know who these people are. But these people were the men that ruled this country back in the 30s, 40s, 50s. Alan Dulles, William J. Donovan were controlling it. Many of their OSS stay-behind agents were already selling off bits of the gold to banker friends all over the world. By the end of the war, a global gold mafia-like syndicate had been created by Dulles and Donovan, with the full knowledge and tacit approval of Eisenhower, Truman, Churchill. You know, we like to hold these presidents in high esteem, high regard. They're criminals. They're just straight out, dirty, low rent criminals, all of them. Dulles later became CIA director and planned the JFK assassination. Dulles did this. After Kennedy told an advisor, "I will splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter into the winds." After learning of the Cuban Bay of Pigs debacle, 1961, Kennedy clearly knew about the Pilgrim Society. Yes, he did. And warned against them in his famous secret society's warning. Now, Kennedy knew of the Pilgrim Society because his father was a Pilgrim Society member. He had sworn allegiance to the Pilgrims at some point in his life, guaranteeing that Joseph Kennedy would be part of the structure of the global coming government. John Kennedy knew about this, so he knew about the Pilgrims. Pilgrims just in the last 2-3 years, people never even heard of the Pilgrim Society. I didn't know about it. But when I heard that John Kennedy, when I read 2.5 years ago, that he was a Pilgrim Society member, I started thinking, wait a minute. I know about the Rosicrucians. I know about Skull and Bones. I know about the Tool Society. I know all of these occult societies, Freemasons, and many, many more, but I've never heard of Pilgrim Society. And I began to investigate, and finding the right material, I realized that it's the Pilgrim Society that is the brains, the center of all that happens in the world, the center of World War I, Russia being destroyed 3 times, now the 4th attempt to destroy Russia, the people involved, presidents, and I realized, wow, this is an occult organization, a very powerful secret society occult members. And they control England, America. They control our armies. The intelligence agencies in America, they have their hand in controlling senators, congressmen, the people on the judicial, the judges. This is who controls it all. There is no other group as powerful as Pilgrim Society. You can search. You can go out. You can search. You can look. You can talk about the Jesuits. You can talk about all these other groups. But no, there is no group. Everything is under the control of Pilgrim Society. Pilgrims uses all of these occult groups. Going on with the article. From the 1950s until his death, Volcker had controlled United States financial policy with an iron fist for the Pilgrim Society in London. It was the Pilgrim Society plan to bring in the Federal Reserve in this country. Yes, it was the powerful people in Europe, but the powerful people in Europe were directed by pilgrims. And then they're still under the control of the Pilgrim Society. Volcker and Nixon cabinet, all or most, were pilgrims. Kissinger, Schultz, George Shultz, Burns, Alexander Haig, Caspar Weinberger. See his award with the Pilgrim Privy Council, Sir Geoffrey Paddy, in 2000. Connolly, McCracken, they pushed Nixon to take the United States dollar off the gold standard and become a fiat currency that their bankers could easily manipulate. Volcker was Nixon cabinet member who took the good news of that gold standard decision to his Pilgrim Society handlers in London the very next day. In this aim for truth, their researchers recently discovered judicially recognizable proof that Paul A. Volcker, a former chairman of the Federal Reserve, was indeed an agent of the British Privy Council and its Pilgrim Society Crown agents. While he officially advised Obama, Hillary, and Biden after the November 4th, 2008 election. Soon as Obama became president, they came in to advise this group. They advised Hillary on all the wars that would take place in the Middle East, Libya, Saddam Hussein, all of it. In fact, President-elect Obama's first meeting on November 5th, 2008, the day after the election, were with Volcker. Evidently, the Pilgrim Society was eager to move in. Tellingly, fellow pilgrim baby Bush just sat in the corner like a good little puppy dog waiting for his bone. Instead, the public heard only crickets as our executive branch was knowingly hijacked by the Pilgrim Society with Barack and Michael Obama. With Barack and Michael Obama. You know, one thing that the people in the occult do is they like to mock the society. They like to play with people. People believing that Michelle Obama is a woman. They play with people. Barack Obama is gay. Michael Obama is a man. And people are finally starting to realize it. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Continue with the present truth Rick Rodriguez, 1360 AM Radio, the top radio.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, new world order, agendas of secret societies, the coming world religion. Again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
Hi, it's Matt from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. Give me a call at 970-578-9821. No matter your skill level, I can create a course using a state-of-the-art firearms training simulator that's currently in use by law enforcement and military personnel. You don't have to use any of your ammo, and I bring the training to you. I have over 900 interactive training simulations, as well as shooting competitions and skill builders. So whether you're looking to protect yourself and family, if your church security team is looking to train, or you and your friends want to get together for some competitive fun, give Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions a call at 970-578-9821.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Okay, and we'll continue here with the Pilgrim Society. Now, Volker was sent in with the wrecking crew. Well, let's see, let's do this here. Instead of continuing with this article, the public heard only crickets after our executive branch was knowingly hijacked by the Pilgrim Society, with Barack and Michael Obama as their latest in the long line of British homosexual drones. Indeed, Volker has sent in with the wrecking crew, was sent in with the wrecking crew. In addition to the Pilgrims, he applied the full force of the Rockefeller Foundation and their crown agent lackeys in the 10,000 person senior executive services. I've talked about senior executive services many times. These people were appointed. They're not elected. They can't be fired. Pilgrims had dreamed of this moment since the 1890s when Elihu Root, Andrew Carnegie's and John D. Rockefeller's attorney, became the Secretary of War in 1899 to 1904. Root co-founded the Pilgrim Society with many dozens of British peers. Then Root became the Secretary of State in 1905 to 1909. Then Root was a select delegate to the first Imperial Press Conference in 1909. Secret co-founder of the British Press Union, MI6, MI5, GC and CS, 1909. Then Root was first president of both Carnegie Foundation and the Council on Foreign Relations, 1921. Elihu Root is clearly one of the most powerful men in crooked American politics that we know nothing about. Why? He ushered in Pilgrim Society influence into successive White House houses and was a Pilgrim Society stealth weapon. He was a committed Anglophile who desired, like Carnegie, J.P. Morgan, Lord Rothschild, FDR, and Winston Churchill, to return America to the British Empire. That has always been the strategy. The Imperial Press Conference in 1909 unified the British and American press and ordered J.P. Morgan to buy up editorial control of America's top 25 newspapers. Sounds like the present day today. They own all of the mainstream media. Their strategy then is the same today. You own the press, media, and you can deceive a nation. The American people are a deceived people. It's too late. It's too late. Their plans are coming to pass. The British press fell into line also. They included Winston Churchill's Morning Post, the Lord Burnham's Daily Telegraph, Financial Times, London Times, and Lord Northcliffe's Daily Mail, among others. The BBC and the NBC were eventually formed to exploit the Marconi wireless technology stolen from Nikola Tesla. They all fell into lockstep with this tight Pilgrim Society control over all communications, surveillance, vaccines, and propaganda. All of the plagues, coronavirus, the vaccinations, this is all being run by Pilgrim Society. Now, this activity by Root and his compadres, J.P. Morgan, Andrew Carnegie, John D. Rockefeller, Paul Wahlberg, Jacob Schiff, and others, was evident sedition. Some in Congress raised the red flag of foul at the time. However, each time these investigations of interlocking seditious relationships appeared to be gathering steam, the Pilgrims would start a war somewhere to divert the public's attention like clockwork. One particular notably early investigator of the Pilgrim treachery was Lillian Scott Troy. Miss Troy had become so annoying to British authorities while investigating Andrew Carnegie and his duplicitous history that the British government kicked her out of Britain just days after World War I ended. Numerous senators and congressmen through the 20th century had followed Mrs. Troy's lead, but their evidence gathering was hidden in the fog of endless Pilgrim fabricated wars. Miss Troy, she was a courageous American suffragette and investigative journalist living in London. She focused her investigations on the evident corruption and treason of Andrew Carnegie, Morgan, the Anglo-American British Pilgrims, which she and many at the time saw as undermining the sovereignty of the American Republic. her voice having largely been silenced by the Mockingbird Pilgrim Society-controlled world press to this very day. So, with the Pilgrim Society, you think that it can't be that one society gives direction to everything. Well, then you'd be unwise to think that, because there has to be a center that gives direction on not just in England and America, but internationally. With this matter of Barack Obama, he was given directions to push Russia into conflict. Now Pilgrims has picked up and is doing the Obama plan, and Joe Biden must stay with the playbook. The playbook is to provoke Russia into conflict. There's going to be conflict. But this is all a Pilgrim Society plan. Now, we're going to talk about Kyrgyzstan. Now, Kyrgyzstan is a massive country. It sits to the little bit to the south of Russia and is bordered on the east by China. It is a very, very wealthy region. It's huge, bigger than Mongolia. And we'll finish in a second.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We're a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Next Gen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next Gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588. Or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
Okay, I meant to say Kazakhstan. And Kazakhstan is bigger than Mongolia. It's huge. It sits to the south of Russia, and Russia, to a great degree, borders even on the west. China borders on the east. Then south of Kazakhstan is Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan and Turkmenistan. Then just below these nations is Afghanistan. Now, presently, you have these American-trained forces from Afghanistan that are moving up to go into Kazakhstan, helping to create that those riots. Well, Russia sent in, I think it was, I want to say 3,000 troops. Might have been 30,000. But at the same time, guess who else is getting involved in the mix? China. This China, you've got to watch this nation. This nation, there is nothing with China that they don't follow any type of diplomacy. Now, here yesterday or 2 days ago, on the 6th of January, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi described anti-government protests in Kazakhstan as terrorism, pledged to protect the country against foreign interference, which the Kazakh authorities have blamed for the unrest. China will help Kazakh authorities to fight terrorism, separatism, and religious extremism. The Chinese foreign minister quoted as saying in a telephone call with Kazakh counterpart Tluberdi on Monday. Once China gets in, it's impossible to get China out. Their objective is to take over the world. Now, the other thing with Kazakhstan, China knows the massive, it is one of the second, if not even the number one, oil and gas field in the world known. This is why the West has been pushing to occupy Kazakhstan and to take over that region. This is why the conflict with Russia. Russia's pushing back against the foreign oil companies and the American military advisors and troops. But at the same time, China knows that Kazakhstan is, she has to own it eventually to be able to take the Silk Road west into Europe. So China can't be trusted. China cannot be trusted. The Chinese ministry statement that Tuberdi had pledged to work with Beijing to crack down on three evil forces, a phrase China has been regularly in relation to Central Asian, and a phrase has used, it's bad translation, a phrase used regularly in relation to Central Asia and to unrest in its far western Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. So, Chinese troops will protect the oil pipelines into China, thereby freeing Kazakh troops to clean out the insurgents sent into that country to topple the government. Well, of course they're going to protect the oil. They're going to control it. You're not going to get them out. You know, the Bible, I believe there's a verse that China, when China begins its march, and it's already begun, to Armageddon, says the land before China is like the Garden of Eden. But after China goes through, it's a wasteland. And this is what China does in every area of the world that she takes over. It's a like a Garden of Eden, but when she leaves, it's like a wasteland. The Bible is very clear on what China is. China cannot be trusted. There's no, I mean, it's godless. It is antichrist. And so before they move into an area, it's like the Garden of Eden. But after they leave, it's a waste land. It's amazing how explicit the Bible is on these nations. China's plan for world hegemony, nothing's going to stop her except for Antichrist. Now, with Kazakhstan, it is a very, very wealthy nation. And the capital city is a New World Order center. And Russia has sent troops in to protect Kazakhstan from this pilgrims-led plan to take over the wealth in Kazakhstan. And the British are part of it. But to do that, once Russia's eliminated, I wonder who's going to take over Kazakhstan. Who is going to rule that jewel of Central Asia? China? The West? Russia won't. Russia will be eliminated. We're watching history unfold. Just a matter of time. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360 AM Radio, podcast 1360KHNC.com.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-370-3296. 800-370-3296. 800-370-3296. That's 800-370-3296.
How would you like to get a free IRS deduction, possibly saving hundreds of dollars on your taxes, and do something good? If you've got an old car, you can donate it to help veterans. It's a pain to try and sell a car yourself. So, pick up your phone and make a free call to Veteran Car Donations. They'll come and get your vehicle within a few days for free and give you a receipt to use for your tax refund. Of course, check with your accountant for details. Now is the perfect opportunity to help veterans and get rid of an old car. Veteran Car Donations will come and get it for free. We only ask for 2 minutes of your time right now on the phone to get the whole process started. So please help the vets and make this free call now.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Did Donald Trump know about Pilgrim Society? Yes. Could he have sent in American troops into New York and into Britain to round these people up and take them before a court to prosecute them? No. Why not? Because they control the military. The operations of the military would never be allowed. He was hog-tied during his whole administration by Pilgrim Society members in the senior executive service. Mueller, senior, he was a Pilgrim Society operative. So no, there's nothing Donald Trump could have done. It was just a matter of time. He could do with the help of people praying for him and then the prophecies of what he would do in his administration. He would accomplish certain things. But no. No one can interfere with Pilgrim Society objectives. You can't stop it. It's going to take, when Christ returns, Christ is going to gather these people together. And he's going to destroy their society. Christ is going to go into every nation and remove the criminals out of every nation. And then there's going to be peace on earth. Not nirvana like the New Agers, no. This will be Christ's millennial kingdom, where he will rule as God, and mankind will be protected from men who have no conscience. And in the millennial kingdom, there's going to be people still are going to have the flesh with them. They're not going to be influenced too much by demons, because the demons are going to be put in a hold, and they're going to be locked up. They're not going to be able to do what they do here presently. The demons will not be allowed to affect the people into pedophilia or murder, any of that. And in the millennial kingdom, if somebody should murder somebody, they'll go to a court immediately. It's not going to take 2 weeks, 3 weeks while the attorneys litigate. No. They're going to bring the evidence in, and if they're found guilty, they're not going to be put in prison. They're going to be executed. Well, Christ wouldn't do that. Well, sure he would. Because that person, once you murder somebody, you'll do it again. So they'll just be, their lives will be ended. The millennial kingdom is not going to be like it is now. There's going to be justice. And that's what America, that's what the people of the world want, justice. So, there was a 24-point strategy for subduing America back into the British Empire. It almost disappeared from history until Representative Torkelson insisted that Ms. Troy's work be published in the Congressional Record like a time capsule waiting for it to be rediscovered by the likes of educator Eustace Mullins in the late 1980s. And the Aim for Truth researchers in 2020. We're done for today. Have a great weekend. I will visit you next week on Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Rick Rodriguez, have a wonderful week. 1360 AM Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We are a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.